Blog Talk Radio.
Exploration. Love. Healing. Magic. You've entered a very special place where anything can happen. Stay inside your ride, but be prepared to expand your consciousness. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
All right. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to 2021.
Hello, hello, hello.
Back for more. I'm here with my lovely and amazing co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, Mr. Lawrence. It's nice to be back. Yeah. Happy New Year to you and to all the listeners.
Mm-hmm. All our lovely listeners. Yeah. So I hope everybody's been enjoying the holidays and had a chance to regroup and recalibrate and maybe even relax. That would be nice. We have a fun show today. This is our look forward show. So we're going to review all the amazing things that we accomplished, every single one. Well, maybe not every single one. But we don't want to brag or anything. But we'll take a look at highlights from past shows and lessons that we learned from 2020, things that we're going to take with us, things we're going to leave behind, and maybe we'll even squeeze out a prediction or two for the coming year, something to look forward to. So that's what's on tonight's agenda, and then we'll make time for your calls, do some readings. How's that sound, Mr. Espinoza?
I like it. Sounds very good.
Well, then, that's good enough for me. All right. So when when you think back to our show, let's stick with that, the podcast, do you remember what our show was about? It's a quiz. Put you on the spot.
You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
Ask that again.
Do you remember our first show about that? Turn it down.
Yes.
Remember our first show?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
What show are we talking about? The one that we actually put up or the one we tried to do?
Well, that's true. We had some effort. We'll talk about the one that's listed, just the one that's up.
The one that went up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was excited. I think we've almost been doing this about a year now. And
I know.
Yeah. I'm really excited by it. And I had no really expectations for this new venture. And I thought, well, we'll just see where it goes. Just try it. And, it to me, this is I kind of view this as service, giving back. We don't make any money from this. Actually, it costs us money to do. And so for me, the way I view this is a way to give back and to try to educate people and help them. And I love doing it. How about you?
Yeah, I think the podcast has exceeded the expectations I had, for sure. I've really enjoyed meeting our listeners and talking to them about their life story and doing readings with them. And then the guests we've been able to bring on have been really fun. I think that's been a huge highlight for me, talking with people about their craft and what they do and the kinds of clients they've had and success stories and experiences. But yeah. Well, we'll have a big, anniversary show next month. That's
when
we started. Yeah. Well, you know, we started around Valentine's Day, so we started in love, right? With focusing on relationships, and love and self-love, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we spent some shows on
that.
And we talked about psychics, how to tell if you have a good psychic or not. I know that was a topic that you're really invested in bringing up, so that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I still think that's relevant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's a lot of psychics out there. And I think there are some very good ones, and then there's some that should stick to their day job.
Yeah. The ones that tell you if you don't pay them thousands of dollars, they're going to put a hex on you. Those are the ones that go in there. Nope.
Or they're not going to
good psychic.
They're not going to remove the hex. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also known as extortion. Not good. You don't want
this thing. Exactly. Yeah.
Fortunately, there are not too many of those out there.
No.
You know, we also talked about fear, right? Because the pandemic happened on our watch too. So,
mm-hmm.
And you know, we talked about how to confront that and stay positive. Don't get caught up in, you know, the panic that was happening. We emphasized relationships being important. So. You know, did a lot of really great shows, great material, which are all available, by the way, in our archives. So if you're stuck in traffic, if that happens, or maybe you're marooned on a desert island, but you magically have Wi-Fi connection, you can listen to our archive shows. We've got over 50 shows, my friend. So,
really?
They're all good. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Smell us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as you think back over 2021, what comes up for you in terms of, psychic things that stand out or lessons that you've learned or anything else from a show or a listener that you formed a connection with?
Well,
what comes up?
Well, couple things come up. One is the idea of not wasting time during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
if you utilized this time to study in some way, to do something to help yourself as opposed to sitting around and being bored. As a way to utilize the time for improvements, so for self-improvements, that was going to be honored in you and it was going to help you. And also, too, I think one of the things I was seeing is people that were doing something, like I said, the self-improvement, educating themselves, the feeling of helplessness wasn't as strong in them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because at times it just became so overwhelming, the feeling of helplessness, right? What the hell am I doing? And feeling stuck. And so the guides kept telling people in my readings and when I do my energy work, and that all the guides were saying to their I guess their subjects, you know, like, this is going to be honored in you and you're going to get through this. And on the other side of this, you're going to feel so much better about yourself. Because number one, I mean, we're going to feel great because of not, being out of the pandemic. But the other thing was feeling good about yourself, that you did something to help yourself, to improve yourself. And so, that was really big. So, that was a big one. And the other one was in my readings, I found a lot of people were not, how can I say this? People who were trying to date and connect to people. A lot of people are not being truthful right now, and also people are finding it.
No way.
I know, it's a shocker. And people were finding it hard to connect to other people.
Yeah.
So, And it was almost like it was the pandemic is triggering a lot of stuff in people, and a lot of insecurities, and so they're finding it really difficult to connect. So I had a lot of people always say, like, you know, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? And it's not that you're doing anything wrong. You're doing everything right. It's, you know, the other person was not really being honest with themselves. So, yeah. Those are the two big things this year I noticed. How about you, sir?
Yeah.
What did you notice for the year?
We should have started our psychic dating service for our clients.
Exactly.
I don't think that's the real picture of this person, and he also doesn't have a dog. He's just trying to make himself look more friendly. So, what stood out for me last year was, I guess this is true every year, but it felt like something I leaned on even more to get me through, it was my relationship with plants, right? So most of our regular listeners know that I'm a shamanic practitioner, which is different from one of the things Michael does. In addition to mediumship, he's a pranic healer. But it also has some similarities in relationship. We both work with energy, with spirit, to help heal people, to give people information, insights. As a shamanic practitioner, I work with different kinds of spirits, animal spirits, human and human-like spirits, but I also really am connected to plant spirits. Because even before I was a shamanic practitioner, I was an herbalist, still am. So, when the pandemic started to really take off and people were freaking out about what they could do to protect themselves because there was so much, there's just a big lack of information. And when there's a vacuum, it gets filled with all sorts of stuff. I did a couple videos with the help of a friend of mine about different herbal approaches that could be helpful for the coronavirus. So that was a focus early on. And then throughout, the isolation that we've been in, and just as a way to self-soothe and also stay connected when I wasn't able to or didn't feel like connecting with people, I go in and out of that. I was able to spend time in nature, and nature also came to me. Where I'm at in Oregon is in a really lovely oak grove, so there's lots of birds that live here. Just say I was looking at the juncos and towhee birds. They were looking for New Year's Day meals. And I heard some owls last night. There's woodpeckers. deer, wild turkey. So, you know, what was really sustaining me throughout this was pretty regular doses of the natural world and the plants. And I reinvigorated by mother's garden who lives nearby, put in a bunch of plants. I'd ordered plants before I knew there was a pandemic, and then they became, you know, really pretty critical in making me feel like, oh, you know, whatever happens, we'll have something to eat, you know, those kinds of things. And I know that took off in a big way because a lot of the nurseries and seed supply companies were running out of stuff because people also were thinking along the same lines. So I had a lot of instant gardeners this last year. Hopefully that continues. I think gardening's a really great or hobby, you know, even if you just have a few plants out on your balcony or on your windowsill, it can make a big difference. So those are the things that come up for me. That and relationships, I think, with people, you know. Things got kind of weird in that regard communication-wise. However, when I was able to make connections with people that I cared about, you know, just having a conversation with somebody could really make my whole day. And I think that happened for a lot of us too. It's just, you know, getting to share your hopes and fears with somebody or having somebody tell you a funny story or just, you know, what was going on with them, kept you grounded. So I'm grateful for that and all my connections, really. So Michael, as long as we're talking, people wanted to get in touch with you outside of our show to do some healing work with you or to get a reading. What's the best way to do that, sir?
You can go to my website, michaeljespinoza.com, and you can book a session with me there, a pranic healing or reading session. You can also give me a call or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Lawrence? How can people get a hold of you?
My phone number, call or text, 541-344-7534. My email is givingtree@earthlink.net. I have a Facebook page, it's Giving Tree Farm Herbs, and my website, givingtreefarm.com. Any of those will work. So, before we get to callers, I was wondering about predictions for the year coming. Anything your guides have to offer in that regard, Michael?
Yeah. One of the things that the guides have been showing me is that we will be a little more harmonious next year. It won't.
This year.
We're already there.
That's all right. We always do this, right? Your first month. Yeah.
Right. So, it will become a little bit harmonious, the country, but we're still going to have some strife and we're going to have to work through a lot of stuff. And it's going to take us some time, but it feels kind of like the vitriol and the discord that has been injected into our country. Because that will cease from its main source, things will get a little better. So that's good. And what was the other thing? I can't think of it. Oh, It went out my ear. It'll come back. So go ahead. What do you have?
Yeah, that's good to know from you, from your sources, your guys. We could definitely use more coming together and less division. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, what my guides are showing is that kind of similar along your lines, that there's going to be a space created for neutrality, I guess, where if people are willing to put down their swords and shields, you know, we're going to begin to rebuild the bridges that got burned. You know, on a personal level, in our friendships and with our families, but also I think on a larger level within the country and then internationally, you know. We have a lot of allies that we kind of cast adrift or, you know, just ready to reach out and connect with us again. I think the other thing that is going to be really important is for people to think about being prepared for unexpected events, right? To have a plan and not to do these things out of fear, but to do them out of not wanting to be caught off guard, right? Being ready. So, you know, wherever you live, you know, you want to be aware of your environment and what resources are available. You know, make a list, have it in your phone, have it nearby. And that also counts for people that you can count on, right? If you need help from somebody. And don't make these a static list. You know, back when I was a massage therapist, I'd have a reference referral list, and I would periodically call the numbers that I would suggest to people or look up the things on the internet to make sure that they were still current and viable. So I think, you know, that's going to help all of us have a greater peace of mind is once we're able to make a plan for what happens if the power goes out, we don't have water, or, you know, if we live in an area where there's fires, or, you know, if you have a friend who is prone to depression, you know, make sure you have the suicide prevention hotline number handy, that kind of thing, so that you're not caught looking, so at least you have a plan. You may completely abandon the plan or have to really change it, but by doing that, it'll give you some time to be in that space mode of thinking preventatively, which we haven't really been able to do for almost a whole year. We've had, you know, we've been on the run looking over our shoulder. So, you know, once we get some breathing room, I think that's going to be really, really important for people to make some plans about different events that can happen and good things too, you know, and energize them and prepare them. Don't just make them up in theory. So.
Very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like your point like of saying,
look for the helpers. Yeah. We want to set ourselves up to be one of the helpers if we can. It's going to need a lot more helpers, I think. So,
yeah.
It's a way of giving back.
Absolutely.
Well, are we ready to go to the phones? What do you think, Sir Michael?
Let's go to the phone booth.
Okay. The rain is coming down up here. I can hear it beating on my roof. Okay. So we're going to go to our first caller of 2021. what we like to do here on the Psychic Funhouse with our callers is let us know if this is your first time or if you're back for more amazing insights, and where you're calling from. And if you're comfortable, give us your name too so we know who we're talking to. Okay. So this is area code 804. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name, caller? Where are you calling from?
Hello, good evening. My name is Vernell, and it's spelled with a V like in Virginia, and I'm from Virginia.
Oh, nice.
Hi, Vernell.
Hi, it's nice to meet you both.
Yeah, nice to meet you. That's a really pretty name. It's unusual. I haven't heard that name before. Vernell from Virginia. Awesome. Yeah. What can we do for you tonight? What's on your mind?
Well, last year was, I know along with everybody else, was a tough year, but I unfortunately lost my boyfriend around St. Patrick's Day last year to cancer, and a brother the year before last on Christmas to cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
It kind of took me by surprise, because by the time we found out anything, it was too late. Nothing could be done for him. And the reason why, I was going through on Blog Talk, and I noticed, I came across your blog, and y'all say that y'all do healings. And I have a cat, and I'm very concerned about her. She hasn't been well for most of last year, and I have taken her to the vet. When test was run, they discovered that she had the beginnings of kidney disease, and she's like around 6 years old. And I noticed that before I found out about that, she kept shaking her head and digging at her ears, and I thought she might have had an ear infection or ear mites. And one test was done, and they said it was like a little yeast in her ears. But even after I gave her medication, she still keeps, digging at her ears or scratching at her chin or something. And I have to say that it was like maybe 2 or 3 days ago I talked to another psychic, and I was, describing what's going on with her, and they said that it looks like she's not doing too well, and she might only be around for a few months. And I'm not really giving up hope, and I've been all over the place trying to find, a healer that could really help her. And being that I'm on SSI, I only have so much, but I'm trying to do all I can to get help for her. And so I was wondering if it's possible, if one or maybe both of y'all can help her.
Mm-hmm. What's your cat's name for now?
Her name is Lucy.
Lucy. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Did the vet that you took her to, did they recommend anything? Are you doing anything for her kidneys or anything else?
Well, they said she should be on a special diet for her kidneys, and to, I think, drink plenty of water. And I don't think she really drink enough water every day. Let's see, she's also a picky eater. She acts like she doesn't need to drink more than fancy feast with gravy, chicken with gravy.
Mm-hmm.
I have also tried holistic medications on her, and she don't like the taste of it. And some of the time she seems distant, but I believe she's distant a lot of the time, but some of it I believe is because she thinks I'm going to give her medication and she wanted to stay away from me. And also I put in some healing requests on the internet for her, I hear that, you know, here and there, some of them want a high amount of money, which is more than I could afford. So that's what I've been doing so far for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just recently lost my kitty, and she had some kidney stuff. And then she ended up having some liver issues that kind of took over, unfortunately. But I had her for almost 18 years. She's a great cat. So
mm-hmm.
I know what it's like to be in your position to want to, you know, help your pet, to do anything you can.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that, you know, this isn't getting into the spiritual realm, but this is just something practical. The vet gave me a woman for her that basically was to kind of help her kidneys work more efficiently so they weren't strained as much. And I don't know if you have a way of writing this down, but it's called Amnivast, and it's basically amino acids.
Uh-huh.
So AMINAVAST. I guess it's Aminavast is really how it's pronounced. And it's usually about $25 for a month's supply, so not too bad. And I actually, my cat was pretty small, and I just gave her a little bit at a time. It's a powder, it's a capsule you can open up and sprinkle it on her food. She was a picky eater too. So I would give her the whole thing at once because she probably would have turned her nose up at it if I did that. So just kind of gradually introduce it to her.
Yeah.
So that's just one, you know, you can decide, you know, one practical thing, but it has other things that it helps with too. So might clear up other things that are going on with her.
Uh-huh.
So that's one thing.
I kind of wonder if she's in pain because she, you know, she, and also I forgot to mention that she drools and, every time she drools, she will come to me if I'm sitting down and she will either lay in my arms or on my lap. And, I wonder if she's, you know, that's her way of telling me, you know, she's in pain. And, but I kind of got a feeling that might be the case.
Is the drilling a new behavior for her?
Yeah, because.
Or has she always done that?
She haven't always done that. And also, her nose seemed to be real wet at the time that she drools.
What I can tell you that I'm picking up is I think she experiences discomfort, you know, so, but I'm not getting that she experiences a lot of pain, like, you know, intense
mm-hmm.
pain or acute pain. But that, when she's coming to you, she's not looking for you to relieve her discomfort as much as she wants to, she wants to be connected to you. I think she's, she really is looking for you to be, this is going to sound kind of funny, but she really wants you to be a cat like her. So she's
mm-hmm.
looking for you to be almost a closer companion to her, I guess. If that makes sense. I don't really get the sense that she's suffering physically, you know, very severely. That's not what I'm getting from her.
Yeah. So, but it seems like though she shakes her head, like her head is really bothering her, and I wonder if that might be because of the kidney disease.
Did the vet say there was anything in her ears? Did they give her an exam?
Well, the last time she went, they examined her thoroughly, and there was the exact words were slight yeast in both ears, and I have given her medications for it. But even when I stopped giving her the medication, she was still acting like her ears were bothering her, and I was wondering if they really did check her ears. But I intend on taking her back at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the medication that you gave her for the yeast infection in her ears didn't stop the behavior she has of shaking her head or acting irritated?
No, it didn't seem like it stopped that.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew something had to be up.
Mm-hmm.
And like also this afternoon I was kind of like very lightly rubbing my hand on the top of her head to the back of her neck, and it seemed like it was, I don't know if it's common for cats to have, like, it felt like a little bump or ridge or something going from the top of their head down to the back of their neck. And I really questioned that. But they did say that they thoroughly checked her, and she seemed like she was doing fine. But
mm-hmm.
obviously something is up with her head, because she just, like I said, she just keep on shaking it and drooling, and her nose is always wet.
Hmm. Yeah. I think the bump might be related to some dehydration. Like she's not,
mm-hmm.
Like you were saying earlier, you don't think she's drinking enough fluids. I think that's more an artifact of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and also it felt like she might have lost a little weight, but I've been giving her something to help her pick her weight back up, and she was like that before, so, it's not the first time. And she still does have her appetite, so I'm glad for that. And plus, she's still using
mm-hmm.
the cat box.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really sure if she's doing everything in the cat box, and that's something I question also.
Is she an inside cat or an outside cat? Or?
She's really mostly an indoor cat, but she managed to escape a few times, but that was quite a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I guess she got tired of seeing all the other animals roaming free outside.
Uh-huh. She wanted her freedom too. Huh? Yeah. Well, can't blame
yeah.
her for that. But
uh-huh.
but she came back, obviously, so that's good. So you got her.
Yeah.
Michael, do you have anything coming up? Or?
Yes. One of the things I have, Vernell, is I was getting from the guides is I would take her to another vet to get a second mm-hmm. opinion. That was the thing that was coming up for me, is
okay.
Get a second opinion. Maybe you have some friends that have cats, and talk to them about their vets and see who likes their vet and has really good rapport with the vet. I don't know. I just, as you were talking about your cat, I kept hearing, get a second opinion, get a second opinion. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So I would get a second opinion. I used to have cats. I don't have cats anymore. I lost a cat last year.
Yeah.
But I've had cats in the past, and one of them had renal failure. And
mm-hmm.
when they have any type of disease with the kidneys, a lot of the time the vet was telling me that they won't use their litter box because they think that is the source of the discomfort. So they'll urinate on everything else. They'll find another spot to urinate. And unfortunately, my bed was that's the new spot. So, but anyway, yeah. So it's interesting that you had mentioned the cat was not, it was still using the litter box. And so, maybe it's an early stage of the kidney problems, but I think maybe this is why you should get another opinion, and it just to be safe too.
Yeah.
The thing also too with cats and animals in general is, even a lot of the time when they're in discomfort, they're not in pain, and they don't, it's not like they hold a grudge against us for it, or they don't see us as a source for it. So try not to blame yourself. I know it's so hard though, when we think they're suffering and we're like, oh my God, I got to do something to fix them. But it's, just listen to the vet and see what they tell you. But a lot of time they might just be uncomfortable, but they're not in a lot of pain.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because one of the things I can...
Go ahead, Michael. Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
One of the things I always thought my cat was in pain constantly. You're like, oh my God, they're in pain. And she's like, no, they're not. It's uncomfortable for them. She's like, so, and they just can't understand why. So anyway, so get a second opinion. Yeah. And don't be so hard on yourself. You're doing all you can.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to try to stop it before it, advanced further.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I mean, after having cats in the past, I know that, at some point their time will come to go, whether it's from having kidney disease or something else, or just go naturally. If it could at least get slowed down, if it can't be cured, and all of the symptoms she's experiencing would just go away, then that would make things a lot better. But I have to ask you both in your opinions or in your possible knowing, do y'all think that she is gonna might pass away this month or next month?
Before we answer that, can I add something else to what we've been saying? Do you mind if I do that? No?
Sure.
When Michael was talking, another avenue of treatment for her that came up that might help address her head stuff, which is what I'm getting is kind of more of a neurological thing at this point. There's something... Uh-huh. Happening with the nervous system up there that's causing it, almost like a kind of a tick, or it's like in a way she's got kind of a obsessive behavior about it going on. But would also could also benefit her kidneys is to take her to a veterinarian that specializes in acupuncture for animals, for small animals. I don't know, I don't know where you are in Virginia, if you have access to something like that. There's not that many of them. You may have to negotiate the fee situation since you're on a fixed income. Maybe they'll let you make payments or something like that. But I have taken my cats to an acupuncturist in the past. It was a vet with good results, and they have they've responded to the treatment pretty well. So that, you know, again, I don't know if you have somebody like that that's within a reasonable distance of where you're at, but that would be another person to look into when, you know, if you take Michael's advice and get a second opinion. For whatever reason, that's the suggestion I'm getting, is that kind of non-traditional medicine might actually help with the symptoms that she's got going on. So do you know about acupuncture? Have you know anybody that's gotten that before? Have you tried it? Do you know what that is? Or
I've heard of it, and I've seen it. And one time my boyfriend had went and got one done through a program he was on, and but he didn't keep going, so I don't know if it really helped or not. And he was a smoker, a heavy smoker for many years.
Yeah. It was like a smoking cessation type of acupuncture or something, or to help him with
right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they use it for that, and they use it for pain management. But it has a, you know, it's part of traditional Chinese medicine or classical Chinese medicine. So it has a lot of different applications, and some acupuncturists also have herbs they can suggest too, which could be helpful. Do you have access to the internet? You must, right? And so, maybe you can go online
every
and look
day.
Up. Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I would try going online and looking up, see if there's, any vets that are also practicing acupuncturists in your area, and see if, you know, make a connection with them and see if it feels right to take Lucy to see them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, as far as her lifespan goes, oh, I just hate questions like that, because I don't want to give you bad news, you know, or be wrong. But I guess, you know, what I can say is Lucy she's got a big spark and a small body. That's what I'm being shown. So at this point, I think her, you know, her life energy is still really strong. You know, it's diminished somewhat. It's kind of closer in, I guess. It's like concentrated. It's denser. It's not as spread out. Like her aura has kind of shrunk down to closer to her body. So she's definitely experiencing some stuff. But like I was saying earlier, Michael, I think, was kind of agreeing with me. I don't think her quality of life has really been diminished to the point, you know, where you have to worry about that. And I don't think she's in chronic pain. I think it's, you know, I guess, you know, what I see is her being with you for the rest of the year, at least. That's what I'm getting. So, and I don't think what's currently going on with her is going to lead to, you know, her ultimately passing away. I actually, what my guides are saying is something else will happen that's going to affect her. So. You know, so I don't know if that's helpful or not, but that's what I see. So.
Okay. Well, I just hope that whenever her time comes, that she'll go peacefully and painlessly.
Well, you know, the big thing is, Vernell, is that you're her friend, and you obviously care a great deal about her. And I think Michael's not in agreement with me about this, but I think he might have talked to us before a while back about her. So she has a very distinctive name for a kitty, so I remember that. So you know, the love that you have for her is definitely being received, and she feels very affectionate towards you. So you know, so that's huge. That's more than half of the relationship right there. So
I'm going to quickly
credit,
say
credit for that.
Can I jump in here with something?
Huh?
one of the things, Vernell, is I don't like to predict and look at somebody's life expectancy. It's not a very good position to be put in.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of factors involved in that, right?
That's okay.
Right. And energy is constant. And energy is constantly changing. So it's things aren't always written in stone. But one of the things the guides were saying as you and Lawrence were talking was is that you should really focus on that she's still with you and not to focus so much on the end approaching, but to embrace the time that you have with her and really just enjoy it. And, you know, she's living right now. She's she's not dead. She does have an illness. And they're saying just, you know, focus on getting her the care, but try not to focus so much on her leaving her body so much. And the other thing is I get she's going to be around longer than you think. Yeah, it's not a prediction of when she's going to transition, but they're saying like she's going to be around a little longer than you think. Okay.
Well, I mean, that's great because I mean I've been really dealing with one loss after the next, and
I know
how much.
Yeah.
Just like I feel like
My kitty had renal failure. I dealt with that for like a year. I mean, it was a long time with renal failure. But he, you know, he was a strong cat and he had a will to live. Like he was not leaving. And you'll know the time when she needs to, you know, to leave. And they don't hold it against you and they know it. Cats always know when it's time for them to go, you know, because their first nature and their inclination is to leave the house. My other cat that I had here with me, he left, and I thought a coyote got him or somebody took him, and it turns out he left our house, and he went to the next-door neighbors. He got under their house. And he died underneath there. I had a feeling something was wrong with him, but I wasn't seeing any signs of it. And all of a sudden, he disappeared, and I was so sad. And it turns out, you know, he just knew it was his time to go. And a lot of the time, their inclination is just to leave the house. So, you know, they understand when it's time to go.
Yeah, she still hides sometimes around here, too.
Yeah, exactly. This, you'll know it because then they're just really listless. They're tired. They're not eating. They're not doing anything. And so you can tell them. It's just like, okay, yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it. And thank you for allowing us to read for you. And I'm really sorry about all your loss.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sorry for all of y'all losses as well. And I'm sorry that I took up a lot of y'all time tonight because I didn't really want to.
Don't apologize.
No, don't apologize for that.
Okay,
yeah,
and I'll keep in mind with my bed. And get the things.
Know how Lucy does and how you're doing. Okay, Brunel? And we're happy to talk to you. So you didn't take up too much time at all or anything. Don't worry about that.
Great.
We like kitties and we like people who love kitties. So you're, you know, the star in our book.
Yes.
So don't worry about it.
Well, thank you very much.
You bet.
Blessings, Brunel. Bye bye.
Okay. Yeah, have a good 2021. All right.
Thank you. Y'all. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Kitties. Well,
that's a tough one.
Yeah. That's tough.
Well, getting pretty close to the end of the show. What do you think?
I know. I pulled 3 tarot cards.
I did. Oh,
I think
yeah,
I told
you.
You're
a tarot card reader now.
I know. Well, I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
That's my intention.
Of my territory.
I'm moving forward with that intention of reading tarot cards.
I'm going to become a pranic healer now. Yeah. I compete with you on that. Yeah.
Good. Well, trust me, I'm far away from where you are, tarot cards. I still have to reference
that's great.
The book. But, yeah, but
right.
also,
I
do feel connected. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. I do feel connected to the cards. And I feel when I'm on. Yeah. So anyway, very quickly, can I tell everybody what the cards are?
Tell us.
Thank you. So the 3 cards I pulled was the Empress. She was reversed. The second one was 3 of Wands. And the third one was the Hanged Man reversed. And this was actually interesting because the Empress is about, when she's upright, it's about abundance, security, emotional support, and reversed, it's about financial issues, domestic strife, disruptive influence, and these challenges will be stressful. So that's pretty interesting, and I think it's right on. The 3 of Wands is a good fortune card, as you know, Mr. Lawrence. And it's great communication and self-expression and successful enterprises and relationships. So I think it's showing us that things are going to get better, but we're still going to have challenges. And then the Hangman reversed, upright, it's feeling frustrated with progress. And also it could be about an incubation period. But reversed, it's rigid thinking and martyrdom, which I think is prevalent in our society as well. So I think the cards are showing us that the countries, you know, have some challenges still. And but also we're going to have success and things are moving forward. And hopefully the successful relationships, we will begin to cultivate those with our allies, the ones we've kind of alienated ourselves from. And I think it's a good thing. Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
So that's my big reading. What do you think?
Yeah, I like
that. What do you think, Lawrence?
I'm pleased.
You're the pro.
Good. Yeah, I think your interpretations are
useful. Anything you
want to
add?
Anything I want to add?
To the meaning?
I think your reading was complete of itself. Hangman card for me also is about spiritual sacrifice and giving up something. It's about being selfless, and so when it's blocked, you know, it's reversed like that. It also makes me think that something isn't, there's something really out of balance with, you know, since you're doing the reading for our country, it sounds like, you know, with our relationship with spirit, right? It's not very healthy, it's not very in tune. You know, we have a lot of people that are invoking their religious beliefs in a way that doesn't feel, let's just say, authentic or really connected to what the purpose of the religion is about, not directly pointing any fingers right now, but I'll let people just draw their own conclusions. So, you know, it's definitely going to take a lot of work and a lot of looking within, I think, to right that situation for sure.
All right.
So, Yeah, but yeah, well, you've got
thank you.
A couple of major arcanas there, so powerful reading. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah, you should do more of that on the show. Maybe we'll have a show about doing tarot together.
Well, how about you? You're the professional tarot reader, not me.
Yeah, well, but, you know, how else are you going to get a chance to show us what you got? I think you got some good juju working, so, yeah. There's room for both of us.
All right, cool.
Old show.
I think we're at the end of our show.
I know. I think we've got over. So I know we had other callers listening, so I'm sorry we didn't get to you this time, but call us early
next week
and we'll put you on. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So, well, this has been another wonderful experience. Our first
show of
the new year. Exciting. Thank you for everybody who called in. Thank you for everybody who listened.
Yes,
and
thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can always contact us after the show, right? And what's the best way to do that for you, Michael?
My website, michaeljespinoza.com, or calling me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Lawrence?
Four ways. Phone number, 541-344-7534. Email at givingtree@earthlink.net. Facebook, Giving Tree Farm Herbs, or my website, givingtreefarm.com. All right, people.
All right. Thank you.
We count on you to make this a better year. So blessings to all of you for a happy and healthy new year. We'll see you next week.
Yes. See you next week.
And
bye-bye.
And thanks to my wonderful co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza.
And thank you, Laurent, for everything.
Oh, yes. You're welcome.
Au revoir.
Bye for now, folks.